The feast which we celebrate today is not one that is very well known in these parts. It is very well known, especially in Italy, especially in the area of Lombardy. They are the two brothers, Saints Faustinus and Jovita. And according to tradition, they were both deacons, but it is not certain. They lived in the beginning of the second century, so they were very early in the church's history. And they began to preach. They probably were friends of St. Peter and St. Paul and some of the other apostles too. It is that early. So they began to preach in the area of Brescia. And they were very well known because they were from a wealthy and noble family of that area of Italy. And it just so happened that the Emperor Hadrian had to come up there for some reason, and he heard about them and heard them preaching, and he grew very, very angry. So they were condemned to death. They were submitted to all kinds of horrible tortures, and then they were condemned to be eaten by the beasts in the circus. But the beasts, as happens in many of the martyrs' lives, did not touch them. They just walked around them and sniffed and licked at them, but did not bite them or kill them. So the emperor commanded that they should be beheaded. And so it was in the year between the year 117 and 120 AD. Their graves eventually, and there are stories about St. Ambrose helping to bring out their bodies himself from the place where they were hidden, were brought out at the time of St. Ambrose, and a church was built in their honor. So today is a very special day, not only for Milan, but also for Brescia, which is the native city of several of the modern popes that we have heard of and seen, and who have joined the saints at the altars. So we ask for the prayers of St. Faustinus and St. Jovita. It's interesting because a lot of times people who don't know Latin, whenever they hear of a saint whose name ends in A, they think immediately it's a woman. And there are others. I'm not sure right now. I cannot tell you who. But nevertheless, and I read in one of the accounts today about them that it was impossible for Jovita to be a deacon or a preacher because she was a woman. Not at all. Jovita was a man. And we have Aquila, who is also a man, and his wife Priscilla. But they are martyrs and saints too. But Jovita is most definitely a man. So today we rejoice at their accomplishments and their love of Christ. May we too share in the love of Christ and, if necessary, give our lives for Him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.